a glimpse of E.E. Cummings. The reading was over, and he stood against the rear wall, head up, keeping a smile, being talked to. One more chore for the money, and he could have been enjoying it for the challenge to the self, his smile protected. A girl student spoke to his face. He nodded, and in a moment answered quietly and quickly in a high-pitched voice. Was it this vocal weakness he meant to shield as the self because it was so awkward in him? He meant nothing more after that but to listen, to nod and smile at each body in turn, taking a stand before him. I hung about watching and studying his face for the poems being written there at that moment, and found it weary but alert, aged and loving defiance.